Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. Mom Said is a podcast. My name is Gabe. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's often
about that.
This episode, I think, I don't know if we've found.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
I don't know if we've found a new wavelength that is correct, but we found a new wavelength in the last few weeks. We're really grateful you listened to this. This week's episode, Allie talks about a pretty tragic incident she had on her way here to the recording. I ask a question that I will be probably proposing to the internet sometime this week too. But
yeah, totally.
As an ambassador for the boys, I just have a couple questions. Grant does a little bit of singing with us. Obviously, has some thoughts at the end.
Anyway, we love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Tell your friends so that we can keep doing this.
If your name is Piper and your shoes are already off, we need you to put your shoes on.
And well. Have fun. And hit it, Grant!
Mom said.
2, 7,
I can't take it. What am I waiting for? My heart's still breaking. I miss you even more and I can't take it. The before. I hate you, but I love you. I can't stop thinking of you. It's true, I'm stuck on you.
I hate you, but I love you, and I can't stop thinking of you.
Isn't while this it's, so while middle school, bro?
I was going to say, while it's technically bad writing.
It's not, though. It,
the way she goes, I hate you, but I love you. I can't stop thinking of you. It's like, fuck, she's right about that.
She is right about that.
I hate you, but I love you. I can't stop thinking of you.
Here's what we haven't talked about, which is the first verse of this. Which I'm sure you remember.
I can't get out of bed today.
Oh, right.
Or get you on my mind. Just can't seem to find a way to leave the love behind.
Oh, right.
I ain't tripping.
I'm just missing.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Know
you kept me hanging on a string, hanging from a string.
You want it.
Why you make me cry. You kept me hanging from a string. Why you make me cry. It's so
I
good.
Forgot.
I tried to give you everything. Here's the thing. I'm sure she was 20. I'm sure she was 20 and we were relating to it at 12, which is kind of the media ratio.
It's the proper age gap.
What's the media ratio do we feel like? You're 8 and you want to watch things that are high school? You're middle school and you want to watch things that are college? You're high school and you want to watch things about your 20s and 30s? Or what do we feel like it is?
It applies when you're super young because then when you get older, like
you
right
want it
now,
to be now.
Yeah. Well, I relate to now, but I also love like a high school drama.
Oh, then it flips
a coming of age.
Then it flips.
But
nostalgia.
I also like Grace and Frankie, like older women, love watching older women. So I think you get to an age.
Same. Yeah, you get
I think
to an
you
age
get
where
to
it
an
flips.
Age where it just becomes like nooch. But when you're younger, it's like, I want to watch the older kids stuff.
Totally. Like
totally.
How like Disney Channel when we were little in like Wizards of Waverly Place was a little young for us, but Grant was the right age for Wizards of Waverly Place, technically, though we were also fans.
Were you thinking that Selena Gomez
was
cool
old,
and old when you were
cool.
little?
Like Drake and Josh. When you're watching Drake and Josh, are you like, these guys
no,
are
older
and cool?
No, I think that hit right for you. I think you were young when that was popular.
Okay.
And that's
then
why you lured them.
They felt like cool and a little bit older.
What was their theme song?
We've tried to remember this before, and it came to me
in a dream.
It came to me in a dream, and it's. I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way. I found a way.
There's like a timbre to the voice of a teen boy that's like.
I never. I think part of it extends from the fact that you're going through a voice change. So everything's pinched and it's all
just early 2000s timbre.
Yeah, I agree. There's like a.
No, agree. It's that genre, but I think part of that genre feels young and forced and pinched and like. So it makes sense to me that it would
pinch.
That it would be that way. Pinched. Grant, answer our question. How did Drake and Josh, did they feel older to you? Like, did you care about them? Or when you were like middle school, what show would you watch that you're like, oh, these people are older and cool?
I was like super confident and like didn't really need anyone to look up to, honestly.
Yeah, No, I get it.
That's so real.
Well,
you know who I looked up to? Obi-Wan Kenobi on the animated Clone Wars.
Bro, the animated Clone Wars.
Or like the dope-ass.
Yeah. Yo.
The dope-ass clone.
When troopers. You say you looked up to Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Clone Wars, you mean you saw him actively as a role model? Like you wanted to behave the way he behaved? Or you just thought he was cool?
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
I don't know. Honestly, I just made that up, so... I can't really answer that question, but...
Period.
So, you didn't want to follow your own bit?
But actually, you know what
that reminded me of? You're doing a Jedi thing in your life.
Expand on that, please.
Hold on. Finish what you're going to say and let Allie gestate. Finish what you're going to say.
Have you seen...
Now that you were following that.
Have you seen the meme of Obi-Wan Kenobi standing at like the top of the open ship when Anakin Skywalker's talking? He's like having a... Heart to heart moment with what's her face, and it Obi-Wan Kenobi's like this.
Standing, yeah.
He's, seen that?
He's like shoulders wide,
and they're like, "Wow, he's mogging him."
Yeah,
How am I doing a Jedi thing?
Well, I think you value discipline,
true,
significantly, and you value routine. And I know that Jedis get up every morning and they do like the wax on, wax off thing.
And your blood test that you took came back and you had a ton of midichlorian in your blood. A ton.
I don't get that reference.
That's a huge Star Wars joke for anyone, any of the adoids that are listening right now. That are Star Wars fans are absolutely knee-slapping.
If any
absolutely.
Of you adoids
hey, let me keep
just
going.
So happen
let me
to
keep
be
going.
Big
let
fucking
me keep going.
Nerds.
Let me keep going. This is the show you're looking for.
That
this
sucked.
Is the show you're
I
looking
actually
for.
Even got the joke and it sucked. Actually, that one I got.
Adoids right now, that Star Wars adoids are absolutely slapping
this
these.
This is like so
they're
whack.
Loving this. They're absolutely killing it.
This is what happens, by the way, this is what happens when I don't immediately launch into a story.
Wait.
When we sign on in the morning and I just let it ride.
You think you're saving the listener.
Yes.
When you
Yes.
Okay, continue in that voice and educate us from
but
that
this person's morning I'm grumpy because a little peek behind the curtain, every time we get together, I buy everyone coffee. And this morning I went to a nice coffee shop and I got everyone nice coffees and then they all dumped on the floor of my car. Milk and everything, so now I have to get my car detailed, and furthermore, I haven't had any coffee,
question.
And I'm tired.
Question.
What?
Whoa.
Ask it.
No, I understand. I realized that you were mad in this direction, and then I said question, and so the mad host,
you're not making it better, but not just asking it.
The mad host kind of
just
turned
ask
my
it.
Way. Kind of
you talk more, and it's like,
and
what's so annoying?
Known. I should have known. How did they spill?
When I was
did
turning.
Did you avoid a wreck?
No, I was just turning. I was going from the 2 to the 134, and there's a whole big loop around to get from the 2 north to the 134 west.
Yeah.
And you turn like all the way around. And in that turnaround, the whole thing dumped to the side. I wasn't even like driving crazy.
Yeah.
And I could, and I saw it happen, and I couldn't, and I was about to be like, how do I stop these from dumping? And then I was like, I'm not getting in a wreck to stop this coffee from dumping. So I just let it all go to the ground.
Because you didn't have, because you couldn't use the force.
Because I couldn't use the force, and because I didn't have anyone sitting with me.
Because you didn't have...
I was alone, getting the coffee alone.
You didn't have a Padawan with you?
I was getting the coffee alone, and so it all spilled to the ground. Got it. That's what happens.
Got it. So you're saying you need an assistant. You need a PA.
Or like a brother.
Oh, so.
Or for instance, a brother.
Got it.
So it's our brother.
So it's our fault. It's our fault that we weren't with you.
Well, you know, did you guys drive together?
No.
Okay. Well,
thank God. Thank God we didn't, because if we did, we were about to get it.
Well, you know, it's just like I get the coffees alone.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Happy to do it.
That doesn't seem like it.
Well, no, I don't complain. I get coffees. I've gotten coffees every week for a year without complaining.
Wow.
Am I wrong? I get bagels. I get sandwiches.
Yeah, you have done that. No, you're totally right. You have done that. You have gotten that.
And once in a while, it'd be nice if there was someone helping me, sitting next to me, holding the coffee so they don't spill over my floor of my new used Nissan Rogue. So I have to get it detailed now.
Yeah. Yes, you do. I will say Grant offered to do that.
Yeah, that was nice.
And I will say that we are willing and able to help in the coffee department.
And I want to let you know that I enjoy doing that, because that's also another thing that is Jedi related, is cleaning your starship.
I'm going to have to say something.
And you also live with a very, I'm trying to draw a Yoda comparison.
Oh, to Lenny?
Yes.
And I love a robe. I love a little robot.
I thought you were going to say a robe, like a Jedi robe.
Yeah.
You love a robe.
Well, no, I meant robe and robot is separate.
Okay, great.
Guys, can I say something? The other day, there was one of those robots that wanted to cross the street.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but can you clarify what you're talking about?
City of Los Angeles, there's all these little robots roaming around that are delivering people's pad thai.
They look like little shopping cart sized, like
bins.
Four things with
like,
wheels,
like
bins,
coolers, kind of
that are temperature controlled. But I will say they do not have good enough shocks. Hey, robot delivery boys, you need to figure out suspension better, because on the east side, when I order tacos, what shows up is salad. Do you know what I'm saying? By the time you get there, bumping through LA, you've brought me now a chopped salad of tacos.
So these robots are kind of cute. They've got little eyes and they've got little screens.
And they got names. They've all got names.
And they've all got names. And so I was standing waiting for, or I was crossing the street, and a robot was crossing the other way of the street.
Uh-huh.
And it said on his little screen, "Please press the crosswalk button for me." And he was blinking like this. Blink, 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 blink. And I looked over at him and it said, "Please press the crosswalk button for me."
Excuse me, miss. Blink, 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 blink. Excuse me, miss. Blink, blink. Could you please? I don't know if you've noticed. I have wheels. I have a screen. I even have a name. But what I don't have his arms. So could you please push the crosswalk? Push the button that I can't reach for me. Could you please, miss, push the crosswalk? Push that crosswalk button for me. And maybe you could hold my hand if I had one, but I don't really have a hand, so can you just push the crosswalk?"
It's like a robot hug. No, I mean, these robots, their love language is acts of service, because physical touch is not, I mean, we can't hug. So anyway, he says, "Blink, blink, blink, blink." And then I said, "Oh, sure, buddy." And the person I was with just flipped off the robot, which is strange. I think people have animosity toward them.
Yeah, but they're bringing you food.
I'm afraid of change. I get not being happy about the robots, and perhaps the robots are taking away the jobs of some people. However, what did this sweet robot who needs to cross the street do to you? So then I say, "Sure thing." And I click the thing. And then he goes, blink, and on his screen it says, "Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you."
end of acts of service.
There is a person controlling those little guys.
That's why I'm like, it
with
takes
like an Xbox controller, yeah. Right?
That's so good. Here's my question for you: is would you rather have a little Coco deliver food or like a humanoid robot? Because I immediately pictured the humanoid robot getting your food at the restaurant
and running it like like a football player. He's got your
sprinting to your apartment with your pad thai.
Because
you know they're gonna do that.
He's got your matcha and he's running, but it's staying level.
I'm so excited for that.
He's like sprinting.
No, I'm scared for
that.
And
on Sundays they put jerseys on him.
Yes.
No, I'm scared for that.
To revisit.
But you know what? I tried to deliver 3 coffees this morning as a human being, meat and bone, and I spilled all 3 of them.
Flesh and blurred. Hey, I know this is something we talked about last week, and I'd like to have a continuation of it for this week. Last week, we talked about how it's kind of weird and horny for someone to sit in the front seat of a Waymo. We talked about this last week.
I said pervy, but yeah.
Okay, that is different.
To be clear,
no, you're totally right. No, and you're totally right about that. And you're totally right about that. Both are under the umbrella of horny, one is about it.
I was just watching the reunion of season 4 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. By the way, some of the greatest television ever made. And these women are sitting around. And basically for the reunions, they sit around and be like, well, you said this about my husband and my business. And you said this
about
my
business.
And
they're all mad at each other.
And they're like, no, I didn't. I said this about your business.
Cut
and it's like, whatever.
Cut to what actually was said.
Cut to what actually was said. Yeah. But in this last one, one Meredith Marks showed up with a purse full of pieces of paper where she had transcripts of what she actually said. So when people were like, well, you said this, this, and this. And she's like, no, I can tell you exactly what I said.
That's
and pulls
fire.
Out the piece of paper and reads verbatim what she said. Anyway, just now, it made me feel like a housewife when you said it was horny. And I said,
I actually said pervy.
And I pull it up on
my
phone.
No, and you're totally right about that. Cut to the clip of Allie saying pervy last week. Here it is. We're not going to do that, but you get it. It's
yeah,
not that
that's
kind
way
of show.
Too much work.
Okay, I will say, and here's something about it. I saw another person doing this week, sitting front seat.
Mm.
It did not strike me as pervy because it was a woman.
Now, yeah, well, it's harder for a woman to be pervy.
Famously, women can't be pervy.
A ton harder for it. That's
famously,
for sure.
Women can't be pervy. Which made me then go into the mindset of, okay, someone's here sitting in the pervy spot, but it's not coming across pervy. Why would someone be sitting up in there if they're not a pervy?
Why would someone be sitting up in there?
And then I realized, car sickness.
Oh.
That's why people would sit in the front seat of a Waymo, even though there's no driver there, even though
Gabe,
there's no nothing. And I didn't even think of car sickness.
You've shamed me greatly because I was caught once again being ableist.
Totally, bro. Totally, bro. Your bias towards men forced you into an ableist opinion.
My bias
opinion.
Toward men?
Your bias against men.
I'm
so sorry.
I don't think anyone in the world would claim I was biased toward
men. I've been twisting these words. Your bias against men twisted your words into
a
dark.
There's an intense moment in the finale of season, if you know, you know, the finale of season 4 of.
Hey, if you know, you know.
I mean, a lot of people watched it.
IKYKY.
And one of
I-Y-K-Y-K.
The, I won't spoil it for those of you who haven't watched it
by
yet.
By the way, I just did IKYKY, which is I know you, I know you. I know you, know you.
That's nice.
Instead of if you know, you know.
That's like a good friendship.
I know you, know
thing.
You.
Write a song about
I
it.
I know you, know you. Wait, no. Hey.
IKYKY.
Wow, you want it like that?
IKYKY.
We've been friends for our entire life.
IKYKY.
Friends
my guy. You are my guy.
That's crazy.
I know your favorite. My friend, I know his favorite coffee order. I know his favorite thing to eat when he's feeling sick. What he likes to do. And we say, I
I-K-Y-K-Y. We've been friends for our whole lives. I-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y.
We've been friends for our whole lives.
Hey, Grant went pee during all of that and came back in the middle of us going,
I-K-Y-K-Y.
Here's what happened. I tried, she said, if you know, you know. And I said, yeah, I-K-Y-K-Y. It's actually I-Y-K-Y-K. And then we realized that it's I know you, know you. I messed it up, so it's I know you, know you.
That's what you say to someone you know really well.
You say, wow. I-K-Y-K-Y.
I-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y.
I know you, know you.
I know you, know you.
I know you, know you. I don't know you. I know you, know you.
Anyway. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of feeling assaulted with this information.
But the way I feel about you is I-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y.
I know you, know you, know you.
Anyway, so there's this really intense moment where one of the girls is found out to be a fucking rat, like a real major rat. And she gets called out at their last night at their trip in Bermuda by Heather Gay. And
Heather Gay is the one who owns the shops?
They all own shops.
Sorry. The spas?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to fuck it up. But she's like, and I have proof. She says, proof, receipts, screenshots, blah, blah. And she's yelling. I need to look up what the line is, but she's yelling, that. Receipts, blah. And
send
she's
me that
like,
because I'm going to make that a TikTok.
No, by the way, you'll be like 3 years late and,
when
and
was
the girls
the reunion?
Will still love it. Well, this is from 2 seasons ago. That's why I feel comfortable revealing
the
end.
Oh, then no.
Wait, but Gabe, it's an iconic line.
No, I think I've probably seen it.
Have we done any of our segments yet?
We're in the middle of Allie's and we're going to finish it up with a haiku. And then I'm going to move
she
into
says,
my talking.
Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots.
Damn, that's fire. Okay, I'll write my haiku. Do you have more to say about that or I'll write my
receipts,
haiku?
Proof, timeline, screenshots. It's like an iconic line.
Do you want me to write my haiku?
I-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y.
And yeah. Then bring up my things that I have a question about?
Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, write a haiku about everything having to do with me.
Spill. Spill. Now detail. If only my brothers were there to drink it up.
You could drink the coffee from the rug of my car. What's that, Barry Keoghan show where he drinks the bathtub water?
Yep.
Saltburn. You could do it Saltburn style. Ooh, by the way, Grant, Saltburn. If you do wind up detailing my car, I'd like to say that there's a bunch of like mystery eggshells on the floor of my car. And I actually have no idea where I
We do because we've talked about it on the pod.
How did they get inside your car if you're cracking them shits on the outside?
Bro. On the outside, bro.
It's good. It's good clean protein, you guys. But
it is good clean protein.
In my list of outs and ins for 2026, someone texted me last night and said, could you please add to the list out protein in fiber?
Yeah.
That seems to be the rhetoric these days.
My friend Stephen Collins, maybe 8 years ago. Listener of the pod. Stephen, hi.
Stephen, hi.
I moved to the other side of town this week.
Have
literally
you told him
yesterday.
About this yet?
No, we told him, but also now I live far from Stephen. I miss you, bud. Stephen, hi. Stephen, 8 years ago, once said to me, we have an obsession with protein in this country and we should have an obsession with fiber.
No, I learned.
And I said, whoa. And that was 8 years ago.
Poor Kay.
I learned this very thing.
No, agree.
I learned this very thing from that one docuseries, the Zac Efron, where he's drinking water with that water sommelier. And he goes traveling around the world to learn about nutrition or whatever. And he's having like some carb somewhere. And they're like, you guys do too much protein. You need to chill. And a juiced out Zac Efron is like, oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, we kind of do. Hey, here's the thing. Here's what I want to say to culture right now. You know how all of those travel shows are just an excuse for celebrities to just take trips on Netflix's dime? Hey, guess what? We want more of those. We want those.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Actually, can I
like those. Stanley Tucci? I like
it. I was just about to say, I think we only like Stanley Tucci.
No, Zac Efron's was fun.
It was fun.
Chris Hemsworth has one? Fun.
Hot.
Will Smith has one. He's on his recovery tour. He's trying to make a name for himself. Whatever.
Stanley Tucci could be the star of Padma any Lakshmi. Show. Even we love Padma. Everybody's dad has the biggest crush on Padma Lakshmi that could ever exist. Have you noticed that?
Really?
Now let me.
I mean, I do, but in the like.
Well.
In the like, she's cool.
Are you somebody's dad?
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Does who you have a culture crush on change when you have kids?
Yes. For instance, I am currently in love. I was just about to make up that I'm like in love with Youngblood, and then when I have kids, I'll be in love with Benson Boone.
Here's the thing. Youngblood is really, he's like doing it.
He's a rock star and he's a hottie.
He's a rock star. He's adorable. A hottie. He definitely like.
And he has the accent.
He also has the body of what I consider to be like, you're on a season of Survivor and it's like day 8. Do you know what I mean? He's got that kind of body.
He's got a day eight survivor body. Hey, daddy.
Which is like, he only smokes cigarettes and I'm sure has a nutritionist giving him 3 celeries a day. And he's fibered up, but I don't think he's fibered. Teamed. I don't think he's teamed up.
No. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong body, but is he like Bugs from Men in Black body?
Bugs from Men in Black.
Super long torso. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he does have a super long torso.
He kind of is, yeah.
Young Blood's body. What's up with you?
Here's my question. And it started, here's how it started, and then I'll whatever. Here I go. We moved this week, right? Misery.
You guys moved?
Moving is misery. Oh, hey, by the way, we moved.
Moving
is absolute misery.
I have to change my emergency contact now.
My brother Grant.
My beneficiary.
My brother Grant was so helpful. My mom was so helpful. My dad was so helpful. But to be honest, the number one shout out, the number one most helpful person was Annie Gibbs. So helpful.
She's extremely helpful.
She came over the day before the movers came and packed our whole, like, all our glassware and dishware. Kind of thing. And everything was like Russian nesting dolled into other glassware perfectly so it all fit in these boxes. Nothing broke.
What did I say in the family group chat when Annie was like, oh, I'll babysit or help you pack? And I said in the group chat, I said, it's not up to me, but if it were up to me, I would have Annie do the packing because it should be her job. She's amazing at that kind of thing.
And here's where this goes. Where this is headed is, it was misery. Misery leading up to it, misery on the day. The movers did a great job. It's just always misery.
Right.
There was a time at about 3 o'clock yesterday where I caught my first break. We went over to check on the baby over at grandma's house, and I had a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
At 3 p.m.
That's the perfect time to have a Diet Coke.
And that, honestly, like, I'm closing my eyes right now.
Yeah.
Because the way, actually, listener, feel free, please close your eyes along with me. The feeling of cracking that little, and you take a sip of it, and when it's cold, like cold, cold, and you go, oh. Little bit of caffeine hits you. All the shit of the day kind of shivers away.
The aspartame courses through your veins.
The can is silver, like a beautiful bullet train speeding you away to a perfect. Speeding you away to a perfect land of caffeination and a nice little.
Silver. That is genuinely the feeling of Diet Coke. You know that my friends started calling them gray ladies, and when we order them at the restaurant, we say, I'll have a gray lady.
Or fridge cig.
Fridge cigarette is what the internet is saying. Here's what my proposal is.
Yeah.
And I'd like for you guys to join me in this and maybe go on an exploration with me in this.
Did Ellie do a haiku?
No, because we're not done.
Okay.
No, because we're not done.
So crazy.
Can Diet Coke,
yeah,
not exclusively, but as an ambassador, I'm asking.
Yeah.
Can Diet Coke be for the boys? Diet Coke historically has been for the girls, and we do not want to take away the exclusivity. But right. I'm asking. I'm coming to you now.
Sharks.
I'm just a guy standing before all girls. Yeah. Sharks, I come to you now. Can Diet Coke please be for the boys?
Okay.
And I don't want to take it away from the girls. I'm not saying we're taking it away from the girls.
No, 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 no. I understand.
What I'm also not saying is Diet Coke for all. I'm saying I want Diet Coke to also be for the boys. And that's different than for all. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
And what I'll say is this.
And I hate to ask you to speak on behalf of all women.
But I'm happy to, honestly.
But I just spoke on behalf of all boys.
What I'll say is this. So few things unify us, especially in this great nation of ours, the United States of America.
Yeah.
We've got big crimes.
Yeah.
Done in many directions.
Not nearly enough Jedis to come in and help sort things out.
We've got a sort of regime.
We have a Sith.
Egg prices are through the roof.
Actually, Grant and I can tell you that egg prices have dropped to lower than they were before. Other things have gone
Thanks,
up.
Obama. However, so few things unify us now. I think now more than ever.
Obama's kind of our Qui-Gon Jinn, huh?
Okay. That has to be the last Star Wars thing you say.
It won't. It won't.
I think now more than ever, we should unify over the things that we can agree on. And there's only one thing that's not controversial in any direction in these great United States, and that is a gray lady. And so for that reason, I say Diet Coke is also for the boys.
Incredible. Thank God. Grant, do you need this for the boys? Here's a couple of things that I'd like to ask permission to also be for the boys.
Oh, God. No to the rest of them. I was being really generous just
okay.
now.
Great. Well, just want you to know, coming down the sort of negotiation pipeline between the boys and the girls is we're sort of seeking a trash TV for us.
Football. Keep going.
You guys have had trash TV. No, that's different.
It's not.
Sport is different than trash
Football.
TV.
Keep going.
We're sort of seeking trash TV. And then also want to propose, I know February 13th is famously Galentine's Day.
Yes.
Can there also be a Palentine's Day or something?
No.
There can't?
No. You want
to
know
why?
Well,
you guys aren't going to the bars on Galentine's Day. So we'll go to the bars or we'll go, where do we go?
You know why you can't have a Palentine's Day?
Because every other day is fucking Palentine's Day, game.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's not even what I was going to say. That's really good, Grant.
That's not what you were going to say?
It's not. It's because the boys aren't really being friends with the boys. So why would we celebrate that? They need to do the work to be friends with the boys, to hang out and all of that. The boys haven't really been friends with the boys. That's why they're saying they're lonely out here.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, maybe if you guys gave us a holiday where the boys could kind of go out and just, like, you know, be boys, then maybe that would help us with our loneliness.
The boys haven't really been friends with the boys unless it's over a headset or something. Or a Discord, a chat room. Actually, I'm changing my mind. Mid-song. Maybe if the boys had a day to celebrate male friendship, no homo. I'm just trying to talk like the boys.
Not you saying, that's so funny. That's actually so funny. You saying that is so funny.
I'm just saying, the boys could stand to be friends with the boys. And I'm down to celebrate that.
And
a little bit of homo is okay.
It's not no mo, it's yes mo.
Okay, great. So you're feeling like my proposals will be considered in earnest by Team Girl?
I can't remember what the middle ones
were.
What
the hell happened to your voice?
Okay, can I
Cough.
Be honest? Can I be honest?
Better.
this morning I tried something crazy, which was when the coffee is dumped in my car. I was so mad and I was like, oof. And then I was like, let me try to do an angry scream to see if it makes me not angry.
What came out, dude? What came out? Were you proud of the sound?
I screamed in the car. It was really loud. And then I was like, that didn't help. But I thought it might.
Was the sound that came out what you expected? Was the sound that came out better or worse than you expected?
It was loud.
Did you believe it? Did you trust the sound?
It was honest.
Okay, good.
But I thought that it would be like a sort of release, like you know how crying makes you feel better?
Yeah.
No, it just hurt my voice.
Bummer. Okay, Al, you need to do a haikuri.
Boys have so much already, but we will grant them this one Diet Coke.
That worked out well. Although I do think you did diet as one syllable. Oh, sick.
Watch it back. Hallie, receipts, timelines, screenshots. Sorry. Go ahead, Grant.
I don't know why this thought just popped into my mind, but the shirt you're wearing has you're wearing the Dimmesdale Dimmadome of collars.
Oh, my God.
Does he sing a song?
Doug Dimmadome of Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
But that collar is Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. First of all, thank you. Second of all, does he sing a song or is that just the chin guy from Jimmy Neutron?
Here comes the Crimson Chin.
That's also
Fairly Odd Parents, not Jimmy Neutron.
What's the song he sings?
No.
Oh, it's Shiny Teeth.
You might be headed towards Shiny Teeth, which is not Crimson Chin.
You said Dimmadome, and I said the chin guy from Jimmy Neutron sings the Chinese teeth
sparkle just like the stars in space.
I just unplugged my thing.
Listen, don't move.
Wait, what's the song that the guy sings for Pearl in SpongeBob?
Grazie.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Pearl gets the hot pop star. Mr. Krabs pays for the hot pop star to sing Pearl a birthday song.
We should, yes.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
I'm gonna look it up real quick and then
I don't know, but
oh, I can look it up.
See, Grant's got a computer right there. No worries. Here we go. Each and every week.
I want to sing the song before you move on.
We're already. How far along in the episode are we? A decent chunk. So we should probably move forward. But are you looking up the Pearl song, SpongeBob? Boys Who Cry? I don't know it. It's messed up, or it's made up.
Okay. Oh, it's all about you, Pearl, on your 16th birthday.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
It's all about you, Pearl, on your 16th birthday.
Okay, each and every week, you guys send us in.
Okay, you have to stop because we don't have to stop.
We're going
to
get flagged.
We're going to get flagged.
So. We're going to get flagged. And then the whole episode's ruined. Each and every week, you guys send us in a problem you're having, and we solve it through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
This week comes in from a dear friend of the pod from Los Angeles, California. This comes in from our friend, Kobe.
Oh my God, huge.
Hello, Gibbs Sibs. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. You know, my problem is that my refrigerator is always running, and I can never seem to catch it. Can you guys please help me? Thanks.
Such an idiot.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot, but...
Literally, when he said my refrigerator, I didn't even need him to finish the sentence.
No, totally.
I knew exactly where this was going.
But can we help him?
I don't know. What should he do? Oh, Grant.
Oh, Grant.
Put on your football cleats.
Put on your cleats. Put on your cleats.
Put on your eye black.
Put on your eye black. Put on your eye black. Put on your eye black.
Put on your tight pants.
Put on your tight pants. Put on your tight pants.
And get running.
And get running, 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 running,
running, running, running, running, running, running, running, running, running.
If your refrigerator's running, then you better get to running yourself. Cause the only way to stop it from running is you gotta go catch it. So get your track spikes on, get your tight pants on,
have to give it a big bear hug to stop it from running. Kinda like a tackle.
Like a tackle.
To stop it from running.
To stop it from running. And if it's one of those French door ones that opens two doors open, you may have to pin its arms back and tie it up. Like handcuff that thing so it won't be running. But in general, this is not a fault of the fridge. You should just get faster, and you need to get
And that's also something I'd like to say. Get running. And that feels like 2026, girl cook something. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, Piper put your shoes on. 2026, get running.
Should I start running for real?
Get running.
This is real. I do get training running. Mate. I do Training Mate 4 days a week right now, but I'm thinking about doing Training Mate 2 days a week, solid core 2 days a week. Should I run?
Does your ring tell you how much you how much time you spend in zone two per week?
Oh, interesting.
I haven't looked at my stats in
ages.
So this is just jewelry.
Totally.
Here's what, you live right next to one of the best bike paths in the world.
Yeah. Should I run?
Or bike?
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about my exercise routine.
No, I'm saying both would give you cardio, right?
Both and biking would could give be, me cardio.
And biking could be like a really fun new
The problem is my bike broke and I couldn't figure out how to fix it.
One of our friends on YouTube commented on the last episode and a couple of things happened. Maybe this was two episodes ago, but you've got friends in the comments on YouTube, Grant, that I monitor, me, Gabe, that are very pro desktop and very, a lot of people also had family desktops, not as much family laptops, but they're very pro desktop. And you've got some fellow computing nerds on there when you were like, no one else gets this. There were people on the comments that were saying we get this. And then also last week's episode, one of our friends commented and said, I know that 2026 is girl cook something, but also she was wondering, can the boys be cooking something too? Can the boys be cooking for the girls?
Okay.
Can the boys be cooking for themselves?
Can I add a caveat then?
Do you know what I'm saying?
2026, girl, cook something for yourself if you're alone. Girl, yeah. If there's someone else there. Girl, if there's a man there, of all things.
Then boy, cook
something. Then boy, cook something or order some, boy.
Boy. Or boy. Order. And boy, we'll even let you order something. But that is going against girl, cook something. Because the spirit of that is you got it in your
girl,
freezer.
Girl, cook something. You got it's it in your freezer. Freezer. Girl, when you're by yourself, when you're safe, and when you're comfortable, girl, cook something. And if there's a man there. Sorry for yelling. If there's a man there, he can handle it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We handle so much. Emotionally. Physically. Menstrually. Spiritually. I'm sick to death.
I kind of had like...
I'm sick to death.
A long day at my rec league, volleyball team, do you mind cooking something? I know you were at work all day, but I need you
to... If he plays frisbee, he can't be cooked for. He should make it himself and make it for you for that matter and draw you a bath. If he plays kickball, he shouldn't be cooked for. He can make it himself and make some for you and while he's
I'm just kind of feeling like the work week was like a little tough for me.
There's no way your job's that hard. I hate to say it.
So I'm just sort of wondering, like, I know we were supposed to go grocery shopping together, but would you mind doing it? I just kind of need to, like...
There's no way your job's that hard. I have a job, too, and I work doubly as hard as you.
No,
I know that
because it took me double the work to get where I'm going.
No, I totally understand that. I'm just like, and like, respectfully.
Why do you have hooks in your butt?
You got hooks in your butt?
You got hooks in your butt?
You got hooks in your butt? This is the thing that mom used to say, or was it mom? Who was it? When it was like, hey, can you go get me a whatever from the fridge? And she said, you got hooks in your butt?
I was just thinking about
that. That's honestly an amazing phrase. What, you got hooks in your butt?
I was just thinking about a friend of ours who I will not name because he works in a setting where this would probably get him in trouble.
I'll name him.
But I'll say it off mic and the lip readers can pick it up. If
that one lip read girl from TikTok.
And saying a friend of ours who will not be named.
Yeah.
You were saying hooks in your butt, which is like a really weird phrase. Do you remember this friend of ours who used to warn us when we were teenagers? He would say, there's nothing open after midnight except legs.
Yes.
I was thinking about that one this week. There's nothing open after midnight except legs.
Can I say?
That is good.
He's right about that.
He's right.
He's right about that, but he's wrong that it's a warning. I'll say this.
It's a warning in those settings, in those communities, in those environments.
After midnight, we be shaking that thing.
Who's we?
We.
All right.
Be shaking that thing. We be.
Here's also a question. Hey, can shaking
that's not
that
a bad thing,
Can shaking that thing be for the boys a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like boys are a little up here too much. And can boys be shaking that thing more?
Do you
have to have that thing to shake?
Okay. First of all, are you asking for yourself? Because for you, no. And I'm sorry for this, but no.
Okay.
I don't think anyone wants to see the dang-a-lang swang-a-langin.
You know. Yuck. There are men who shake.
Doug's Dimdale dang-a-lang swang-a-lang.
No, stop. There are boys who can shake it. There are boys who can shake it. This is a very binary conversation. There are non-binaries who can shake it too. And girls.
Totally.
I'm standing on a table. I'm shaking my booty. I look to the left and who do I see? It could be anyone as long as they commit.
That's true. As long as you commit, it doesn't matter what flavor Hume you are. Go ahead, commit, shake that thing.
Should
we move into the direction of Sterling Silver, Grant? Do we need to do that? Does that come before? I'm so sorry.
Let me rate the brothers.
You need to rank the brothers?
Yeah. I just said rate the brothers.
Hey.
You're a 10.
Hey, before we do this, it's been a while.
You're actually on my last nerve today, so please don't do this.
I know that.
You're actually on my last nerve today.
What could I possibly... Grant has already muted me. Ah! Period.
The number one brother is Grant.
Yes! Yes!
And this is largely due to the fact that Gabe is pissing me off for no reason, but just his vibe.
What the fuck is going on?
Feels good to yell sometimes.
Yeah.
I tried it in the car, you guys, but it
forgot
didn't
my
help.
Reverb was on.
I'm telling you.
But he did it in the way where he was like feeling
joyous,
which is different than you feeling shadnish.
I was feeling anger.
And is that different than sadness? I'm sort of discovering emotion.
I actually heard once someone say that anger is a secondary emotion. like there's primary emotions and there's secondary emotions. And I've heard that anger is a secondary emotion to fear, which I wasn't feeling fear in the car when my coffee spilled. I was feeling,
no, maybe you were before that though.
I was feeling
right before when you were like, it's about to fall and I have to not get in a car crash. Cause that's how you described the story. And you were like, ah. And so that was scary for a second. And then it went bad. And that secondary,
but the anger had to do with the fact that I now have to go get my car detailed.
Dude, and anger feels primary, bro.
And it feels primary because I was also like, damn, I went out of my way, left my house early to get these fucking coffees. And now I'm not going to drink coffee. No one's going to get coffee.
Yeah,
and I needed
suffering.
Coffee. And I spent all this money on nice coffee.
Yeah, we're suffering.
Oh, it's going to make me mad until the end of the day, until tomorrow.
Sorry.
It's Grant, okay. I have a really good life.
Grant, how do you feel? You feel good about it? Allie's mostly, but does it feel like a satisfying win when Allie mostly just hates my guts today? Or a win's a win?
A win is a win.
Yeah.
A win is a win. A win is a win. A win is a win.
Grant, what are you writing about in your journal?
Does someone want to sing the song?
Darling Silver. Wait, wait.
I knew she was going to burp.
This episode is ridiculous. And we say that every time.
No, I know. And hey, the YouTube comments, people loved last week's episode. The craziest episode. Yes.
You guys love me?
That's not what we said.
Yeah, but.
No. Stop.
About me.
Grant, they're not, it's Grant's segment. Please.
You love me.
Please.
They're not coming
Grant's
here
segment.
For structure, honestly.
Okay. Go ahead, Grant. Go ahead, Grant.
A couple things I wrote. Number one, I need, and perhaps we need, more stargazing in 2026.
Hey,
I'm not looking at the stars.
You're so romantic ever since you fell in love.
I need more stargazing because speaking of love, my girlfriend asked me, can you see the stars in the desert when you guys are there? And I said, I don't know.
You can.
Totally
I look
can.
Up at the stars all the time.
You totally
can. Can I tell you something that crazy happened
and
that crazy looking? Happened in the desert last time we were there? I was chilling in the hot tub at night. And I look up at the sky and the moon looks like one big boob. And I said to myself, is there always a big boob around?
No, no, it was
is
one
there
of those
always
reflecto
a ring about
moons.
A ring around the room? Hold on. Reflecto moon, ring around the room. Hold on. Someone told me it was called a moon bow. I seen my very first moon bow and I took a photo.
Grant segment. Continue on.
One big boob. Another day, another destiny.
One
are you doing Les Mis?
Yeah, can we do
one
day more,
boob.
One big boob?
Hold on. Yeah, keep talking and I'll have that ready to finish.
Yeah, we can end with that. And the other thing I wrote down was how long until the robots ask for tips? And then I said, I'm really excited to be mad
bro.
At them. They're going to say, please, sir, can I have a tip? I'm going to say, get the fuck
it'll
out
say,
my face.
The robot will say, it's just going to ask you a couple questions. That's
I'm worried
what it'll
about
say.
Being rude to robots, not because I think the robots have feelings, but because I worry us practicing rudeness to
fair.
Things we think
no,
are
totally.
Inferior
the
to
spirit
us.
Of that is bad, that's yes.
Yeah. When people are mean to the little rovers, I'm like, I understand that it can't feel anything, and I understand that you have a fear of robots taking our jobs. However, you walking around cussing things out and flipping them off just can't be right spiritually in the ether.
That's true. And the last thing I wrote down, I don't even want to talk about it, but I just want to say Mark Zuckerberg spent $75 billion on the metaverse. That's all I got to say.
$75 billion on the metaverse? When? Total? So
I
far?
Total.
I just got the deepest chill.
Where did it get us? Nowhere.
I have huge amounts of grief for that very topic. Now. One big
wait, should we sign off and then finish with one big boob? Or should we one big boob and then finish with our regular sign off? Let's do one big boob.
Okay.
One big boob. Another boob, another boob for me.
God.
This never-ending road to boobery.
These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time.
Just
shut up.
One big boob. I did not live.
No.
One
I
big boo.
Like you keep singing and I go,
one big boo.
Did not live
another boob, another destiny. This never ending road to boobery.
How can I live when we are?
This boob will surely dead. Come to me. It's boob and it is booby. One big boob. I want to see another boob.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're so glad that you listened. We're so thankful. We love having you here.
Is that actually how the melody goes, or was I just singing all
crazy?
No,
I think you're right. My special is still available. We're going to do a re-release coming soon. We'll get more details for that, but please watch it when it gets re-released in a new setting. It'll be easier for you to watch. That'll be cool. We love that everyone's listening to this. We're making some changes in the coming weeks to set.
We're going to make it prettier, you guys.
We're going to make it cuter.
For those of you who watch, we're going to make it prettier. But
just
give us 1 second,
we've got more cameras. We've got more stuff coming. Okay? We're working our way towards it. We want to make this show better for you. We're so thankful that you listen. 2026, girl, cook something.
Is there a finale to this song?
2026.
Is there a part where they're singing together?
2026, Piper, put your shoes on.
Come on.
To our to our youngest listeners.
What happens at the end of the song?
I'm scrolling down. I'm really...
Yeah, it does.
And to our youngest listeners, to your youngest listeners...
Discover what our God in heaven has in store.
Right, so
one more.